This is the Daily Ebola Update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Vunganyi with the roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the U.S., and the world. The chief medical officer in Sierra Leone reports that 70% of new infections in that country are caused by ANSEF barriers. Dr. Brema Kagbo told reporters that Sierra Leone, where the new infection rate has skyrocketed to more than 500 per week, needs more barrier teams. Many families ignore public health warnings and continue traditional bathing of the dead before turning the bodies over to Ebola barrier teams. Kagbo made the plea as he announced the 11th medical doctor from Sierra Leone infected with the virus. Dr. Dauda Koroma is being treated at a military hospital in the capital, Freetown. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has backed off earlier reports that Liberia and Guinea are doing much better. The WHO said Liberia and Guinea had met an interim goal of isolating 70% of the infected and burying 70% of the dead. However, yesterday, WHO officials questioned those estimates because figures reported from each of the countries is too poor to draw those conclusions. WHO reports that more than 6,000 people have died in the three West African countries and more than 16,000 have contracted the virus. In the Ebola vaccine news, 30 health volunteers who have completed the first Oxford University clinical test of a vaccine will now get booster shots to improve the effectiveness of the vaccine. The first vaccine was developed by GlaxoSmithKline and the U.S. National Institutes of Health. The booster shot was developed by Bavarian Nordic, a biotechnology company in Denmark. At least two other vaccines from Johnson & Johnson and Merck & Company are also in clinical trials now in the United States.
You're listening to Ebola Updates from VOA Africa.
New data shows the Ebola outbreak is intensifying in Sierra Leone, even as it stabilizes or drops off in other West African countries. The World Health Organization says Sierra Leone reported 537 new confirmed cases in the week ending November 30th, a jump of more than 150 over the week before. In its latest update Wednesday, the World Health Organization says transmission remains persistent and intense across the country, with the exception of the south. The worst affected area was the capital, Freetown, where more than 200 new cases were reported. According to the WHO, the number of Ebola cases worldwide is more than 17,000, with all but a few dozen in Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. The overall death toll is up to 6,070 people. The report says the outbreak has largely stabilized in Guinea, which reported 77 new cases last week, and in Liberia, which reported 43. The deputy chairman of the African Union Commission says more than 200 medical professionals will be deployed to the three West African countries battling the Ebola outbreak. Erastus Mwencha is the deputy chairman of the African Union Commission. He tells VOA's Peter Cloti that the AU is committed to sending at least 1,000 trained health workers by the end of the year to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone.
Well, this is not the first time we are sending workers to the three affected countries. We already have a contingent of over 100 people, spread more or less equally in Guinea, in Liberia, and Sierra Leone. And, our target is before end of the year to try and reach at least 1,000 workers. And the latest contingent which will be flagged off tomorrow, hopefully, is from Nigeria, of over 200, who are going to join the group that is already there as you said, to support those governments and the people of those countries to fight Ebola.
The Ebola disease is spreading unabatedly, especially in Sierra Leone, where there are concerns of new infection rate. WHO is saying that over 6,000 people have been infected so far. What is the effort, apart from the training of these health professionals or the support that the AU is giving to these countries who are battling this disease?
If you remember the projections that were given initially by those who did the modeling, they were telling us that come January you would have infections of over 1.5 million and deaths ranging over 500,000. Now, the figures that you've just quoted are much less. And in any case, if you look at what is on the ground, in Liberia, the situation has stabilized thanks to the effort of the government and the international community that are supported. In Guinea, the rate of infection is also down. It is only in Sierra Leone we still have a few pockets where we have still infections escalating. But even that, there is a lot of effort to try and contain it. So it's not, as you said, spreading unabatedly. But of course, all said and done, I think it's still fair to say the response, particularly from the national community, wasn't to the standard one would have expected. Stigma associated with this, slow response. We've had a lot of funds being announced, but we don't see this being translated into action on the ground.
So far, what would you say is the commitment of the AU in supporting these member countries, in especially in parts of West Africa, battling this disease?
A lot of commitment. To start with, right at the beginning, as governments of Africa Union, they met and then decided there was a lot of support, you know, solidarity with the countries to try and help those countries within the means that those countries were able to provide. And, you know, we even convened a ministerial meeting which came up with the protocols but also supported those countries in terms of material and logistical support. Secondly, the private sector in Africa. You remember some 3 weeks ago, they came together. The private sector, in one sitting, pledged $30 million. Some of this money is what we'd now be using for this contingent that is being sent tomorrow. The rest of it, of course, for other contingencies which we'll be raising. But today, throughout Africa, the telecommunication companies launched an SMS to fight Ebola, where Africans, ordinary citizens, will be able to contribute $1, 5 cents, 20 cents as their contributions to fight Ebola. So there is commitment you can see at government level, at corporate level, at individual citizens level. So Africa is very much committed.
Will the AU meet its target of sending 1,000 trained health workers to these countries battling Ebola in West Africa?
We are working towards our target, and we are determined to achieve it. As I speak, we have a pledging that has been made, for instance, by Kenya, for some over 200 workers. We have a pledge from DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo. We have a pledge that has also been made even by the affected countries, for us to support them, to mobilize even retired workers so that we can train them, we can support them so that they can join in this fight. So that is a target we have set, and we are working towards it, and we are still on course.
Erastus Mwencha is the deputy chairman of the African Union Commission. He spoke with reporter Peter Clody from Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day, or tune into our special Ebola updates Monday through Friday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.